And we are delighted to have our friend Kathy Rice in the studio with us. Kathy is one of the owners of the Pie Place Cafe in downtown Grand Marais, or the author of a recent book, beautiful book actually, far more than a cookbook, but the Pie Place Cafe cookbook, Food and Stories Seasoned by the North Shore. Kathy, thanks so much for joining us on probably what's kind of a busy night for you.
That's okay. It's been, the last 2 weeks have been pretty busy, but it's always It's a good thing. A pleasure to be here, though.
Well, great. First of all, let me tell you, what a delightful book.
Oh my gosh.
The photographs are beautiful, the stories are wonderful, and of course, the recipes are great. But you know, for me, I enjoy eating at your restaurant so much, I have no reason to try and make these things.
Oh, well, you can do both.
Yeah. But how did, first of all, want to talk a little bit about the restaurant itself. How long has the Pie Place been here in Grand Marais?
It's been here 17 years.
Has it really?
It's been here 17 years,
wow.
Yes.
And you were here before that, though, right?
We came a year before we bought the Pie Place, so, well, we've been here going on 19 years.
But you had a different business before.
An art gallery. Yes.
Uh-huh. So what, and you, if I'm not mistaken, you came from Michigan?
I came from Michigan, but we all moved from DeKalb, Illinois.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what prompted you to come to Grand Marais?
We came on vacation, and we're artists, and we love the North Shore. Mm-hmm. We came for a visit and said, we're going to move there. So we made a daring daylight escape, as James Taylor talks about it, and we just packed up our bags, and literally within a few months, we were here.
No kidding.
Right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
And then it was about 2 years ago, I was trying to remember.
Well, two years, May 15th.
That you moved.
To the Harbor Inn.
To the Harbor Inn.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so you're down, the restaurant is down there.
Yes.
And what I said earlier, I think is true. It has become an institution here in Grand Marais. You have such a varied menu and such great, great food. But where do the ideas for the recipes come from?
Well, in the beginning, a family member, Cheryl, we've all been passionate about cooking for years, but she just had a real gift for putting menus together and creating recipes. Some of these are family recipes from our various families, and a lot of them she created. And so we'd have probably 100 cookbooks or more, so we just glean cookbooks and look at food magazines. But a lot of this is our inspiration, her inspiration, really.
And all, in so many cases, tied to the foods and what's available here on the North Shore.
Yes, absolutely. Regional.
It truly is local food.
Fresh, regional, local. Gourmet home cooking is the way Cheryl always talked about it, because we really believe in mashed potatoes and gravy and, you know, all of those good home cooking kinds of things, but with a little gourmet flair.
Yeah. And one interesting thing, I think, is that you incorporate maple syrup into a lot of your recipes.
Yes, we definitely do.
And it's your own maple
wild
syrup.
Wild Country maple syrup. And so it's been fun to...
Came right from trees on property that you have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
So
what prompted you to write the cookbook?
Well,
because it's more than a cookbook.
It's more than a cookbook.
It is.
People have asked us for years to do a cookbook, and it is an incredible amount of work, and we never really had time to do that. So when we made the move downtown, I phased out of the work that I was doing more in the restaurant and just really focused on writing the cookbook and putting it together. But the stories I've written over the course of about 12 years, 10 to 12
that right?
years. Yes. And
knowing that this is where what would be done with them? Or?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Not in the beginning. Part of our family was in Key West for a time.
Uh-huh.
And so I would write stories and create little books, which I gave them as Christmas gifts. One year we were down there, and I said to Cheryl, I think that these stories are supposed to be part of the cookbook. She said, you're right. So that's what happened. It started out as a family gift, and it became a cookbook.
Ha. Huh. Before we go any further, remind our listeners that we're visiting with Kathy Rice, but you have a book signing.
I do.
Coming up. When is that?
Tomorrow night at Drury Lane from 5 to 6.
Great. Drury
Lane
Books.
Yes.
Which is right downtown Grand Marais.
Yes.
Now, some of the stories that you've got have to do with people or places, mostly with people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are customers from elsewhere. Some of them are residents here.
And, yes.
And
it's
Cook County. Some are people that work for you.
Absolutely. Some are well, they're all treasured friends.
Absolutely.
And some of them are local people. Others are, we call them our out-of-town regulars. So they seem, they do seem like they're part of Cook County.
Yeah.
And part of Grand Marais. So it's a story about our customers, really.
One of the stories and particularly pictures, I was just looking through it this past week, and I opened up and that really touched my heart was the picture of Paul and Vicki.
Yes.
Walking hand in hand on in the field out at their place.
Yeah.
Of course, we lost Paul last week.
We did.
And what a beautiful picture
of
the two of them.
It really is.
Couldn't have come at a better time.
It couldn't have come at a better time. And actually, I had a little nudge from Paul because I
no.
looked, I did. And I looked through the book and I thought, if I read a story, which one would I read? And I've honestly heard him say, read Goat Tales. tell Baba, you know. And so I think Paul is most assuredly with us here today.
Oh, no doubt about it. And Paul and I, of course, as he did with a lot of people, had some great lunches at the at the pie place.
Oh, yes.
And of course, Jeremy was generally part of that. Stirring the soup.
Yes.
And I don't mean the soup that they were serving, but, you know, getting Paul going or getting me going.
Yes.
But a lot of laughs and a great time.
Oh, we always had lots of laughs.
Yeah.
And, lots of laughs.
Well, you mentioned some story. Can you read one for us?
I would love that.
That would be great.
Yep.
That would be kind of give people an idea of what to expect.
So Paul and I want to read Goat Tales today.
You go ahead. The two of you go ahead.
Okay. For years, Vicki Biggs Anderson, then editor of the Cook County News Herald, our newsworthy small-town paper, and her husband Paul came into the restaurant every night before the final press to pore over layouts, cut sheets, and eat a late night supper. More friends than customers, we talk about the issues, laugh with them, and enjoy their company. Today, Vicki calls herself a recovering newspaper editor, and although a deadline no longer draws her every week, she still frequents the pie place. She now spends her days as a gentlewoman farmer, tending a menagerie of goats, ducks, geese, chickens, and dogs on a hobby farm near town. Vicki writes a weekly blog, Magnetic North, for our local radio station, WTIP. I always make time to read Vicki's column. She writes with heart and humor, and I find myself laughing or moved to tears and reading her words aloud to everyone near me. As she recounts tales of her goats and other farmyard family, she is also chronicling life in our beloved Northwoods community. Recently, she wrote about life during and after her cancer diagnosis and treatment, about how Paul remained her rock of support, and about those who share her life's journey. Vicki is a cancer transcender, as she most powerfully puts it. She has risen above her diagnosis and infused her column and the lives of others with hope, humor, and honesty about meeting challenges head-on with courage. Looking incredibly beautiful, despite a loss of hair from the chemotherapy, she was an inspiration. She received emails, letters, and calls from other women struggling with breast cancer and treatment. They have found a most incredible shoulder to lean on. While in the throes of treatment, Vicki learned about Qigong, an ancient Chinese healing art that uses meditation and movement to bring balance to the body's natural healing capabilities. She facilitates a weekly Qigong group in Grand Marais. Vicki wrote about the pie place for Lake Superior magazine. True to her form, the article had heart and humor, capturing the essence of who we are as a family and what our restaurant is all about. Paul and Vicki are cherished pie place friends. Whenever they arrive, we can be assured of lively conversation, deep belly laughter, and the warm feeling of great companions.
Ah, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
What, and I want to let our listeners know once again, we're visiting with Kathy Rice, who just released the Pie Place Cookbook. Pie Place Cafe Cookbook, Food and Stories Seasoned by the North Shore. You said the stories came over the course of a number of years.
Yes.
But you must have, you've obviously been writing for a long time. I mean, you don't sit down and just do
no,
this.
No, I've been writing for a long time. And as a family, we do a Mocha Moose Cafe at the Pie Place every year during Moose Madness. So how we started all that was we would get together periodically every couple of weeks and read what we had written, whether that was poetry or the beginnings of a novel or whatever. So we've all been writing for a good long time now, years really.
All of you?
All of us.
No kidding.
Yes.
Because I also know that obviously there are some really accomplished and wonderful artists
yes.
down there too. Mary
Very
Beans
definitely.
Is a wonderful artist.
Yes. Mary Lear does pastels.
Yeah.
Jeremy's a photographer.
Huh. Mm-hmm. So have you ever done a novel?
I haven't, but I am working on another book right now. And
is this your first book?
This is the first.
First one.
Yeah.
Great.
And like Superior Magazine published it, they said after the book launched out in the Pie Place Thursday, so are you going to write another book? And I said, I will if you publish it. So there are other books in my future for sure.
Now, how did that happen as far as the publishing of the book? First of all, before you answer that, I know a lot of the pictures in here were taken by members of your family.
Yes.
By people that were at the restaurant
yes.
or where they are or wherever. Were all of the pictures taken by your family? I mean,
there are a few that are taken by other people in that certain people that I've written about were kind enough to give us family photographs and pictures that they had taken when they were up in the North Shore on vacation. But I would say probably 90% of the pictures are from family members. And Ben's wife, Nadia, took a lot of the pictures. She and I did the food photographs.
Oh, is that right?
I did the staging, she did the photography, and we'd never done anything like that. And I think they turned out really
they
well.
They turned out beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course, it doesn't take much to get my mouth watering over a piece of pie anyway, or a pie, but the pictures of the pie
yes.
really get
I know.
Me going.
Definitely.
As far as the publishing of the book.
Yes.
How did you happen to get together with Lake Superior Magazine?
Well, actually, in the beginning, we looked at self-publishing, so I met with Merrill and mm-hmm. Denny. And
who also appear in the book.
Yes, they yeah. do. And then I called Howard Sievertson one day and said, meet me for breakfast. There's something I want to talk to you about. So I showed him a little bit of what I was doing. And talked about self-publishing, and he said, Kathy, you need to call Paul and Cindy at Lake Superior Magazine. They have published his books. He said, you call them and tell them that Howard told you to call. And so I did that, and I sent a manuscript, and they said, yes, we will
no
publish
kidding.
It. They have been fantastic
well,
to work with. Connie LeMay is
yeah.
just such an incredible, a kindred spirit, really, she
oh,
is.
That's
and
great.
Been a fantastic editor.
And where is the book available?
The book is available at the Pie Place. It's available. It is available there. At all the fine stores in downtown Grand Marais. It's available in Canada. And I'm sorry, I can't think of the name of the store where that's available.
Okay.
But people can also go on to the Lake Superior Magazine website and order it directly from there.
So if they Googled Lake Superior Magazine,
yes.
they could get to their website and then they could
it's
order it.
It's www.lakesuperior.com, and you can order the book from there.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
So you think you got another book that
There's
you're working
There's definitely
on?
Another book,
yeah.
yes. And I have enough stories for a second book such as this.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, as I say, I was going to ask you another thing, too. We talked earlier about the fact that so much of your food is homegrown and homemade as well. How difficult is it in a place like Grand Marais to get the stuff that you need to make such the wonderful food that you do?
It can be really challenging. It is difficult sometimes, and we've been lucky enough as a small community. Marlo at Johnson's has been incredible. As a butcher, he has just anything we could conceive of, he got for us. And of course, local fish and
yep.
maple syrup, and John Zazada at the North House brings us up wild lingonberries, so wild rice. Of course, there's that aplenty up here, but you know, it's sometimes challenging, but it's part of what is really fun for us to bring fresh food
yep.
to people.
Yep, and that is part of the community.
And yes, it's
I mean, we
very
talk
much.
About how special this area is and this community is, but when you see it coming together in so many different ways, but particularly in our food that
yes.
we get served, it is special.
It is very special.
We've been visiting with Kathy Rice. Kathy is one of the owners of the Pie Place Cafe, downtown Grand Marais and the Harbor Inn Hotel, and is the author of a brand new book, The Pie Place Cafe Cookbook, Food and Stories Seasoned by the North Shore. I want to thank you so much for writing the book, first of all, and including my friend Paul.
Yes, you are. That was a pleasure.
And for spending some time with us tonight.
Thank you for asking me.